Good morning. 11:45 in the morning. I'm taking a midday break. Yeah, I got caught with a double ride this morning. I had to take both kids to school at different times, separated by too little period of time for me to get the walk in between. I've been busily working away on a project for John Moreau. John's getting ready to kick off his crowdsourced funding campaign at Indiegogo.com for a print production of Enemy Lines. So he's asked a bunch of people to give him a little piece of audio that he can blend together and work with to help generate some interest in this rollout, which I think starts February 1st. So he wanted it by tomorrow. And in typical unnatural Nathan fashion, I got it done a day early. I had a lot of fun with it. And that actually was key and part and parcel of my very upbeat state of mind right at the moment. There's nothing like creating something cool that to instill in me, anyway, the desire to create more. And that's a very good thing. But it did take all morning, between driving kids back and forth to school and some other stuff that's going on here. It did take all morning. So that's good. That's good. That means I got a full morning's work in today. Very, very, very excellent. One of the things that's going on at the moment has to do with education, oddly enough. And that's that my younger daughter wants to attend, and I'm pretty sure I mentioned this before, university school, which used to be the lab school for the university before the university decided that they weren't in the education business anymore and were going to be in the university business and cut them loose. Now, this is a lab school with 100 years of practice behind it, and they decided that being a teacher's college and having a school for their own laboratory wasn't really useful. I don't quite understand the rationale behind it, but that's the way they did it. It was a cost-cutting measure. Okay, fine. Anyway, the school is now a charter within the Weld District 6 school district. And as such, students can apply to enroll, but there's a waiting list. And the empty seats are filled by lottery. And for the upcoming freshman class, there are between 25 and 35 seats available for people who are not already students and have worked up through the elementary and middle school grades at university. So my younger daughter, who is about to start high school next year, has several friends who go to university. And she's trying desperately to convince us that the program is to her liking. Personally, I happen to think the program is a bit on the inappropriate side. It's very much a in many ways, a very traditional sort of hidebound curriculum, even though they've packaged it in some interesting ways. In large part, there's not a lot you can do with a high school curriculum. There's some basic stark things you have to study, because that's what the colleges are going to be looking for on the other end. And the point of high school is really twofold, socialization and college prep. The days when high school was prep for living, where someone might get out of high school and start a career immediately. Well, actually, they may be coming back with the way the economy is changing now. The notion that you go to work for a company is not necessarily a valid one anymore. I see my elder daughter trying to position herself so that she gets out of high school and goes to work for herself. She's already doing contract work for her art, and she's experimenting in new forms all the time. So this notion of finishing high school, going off to college, and then getting a job with Hewlett Packard or GM or some company other than Walmart or McDonald's, it doesn't seem to have the same kind of viability that it did when I was a kid. Of course, the viability in those days was largely illusory anyway. We just didn't know it at the time. And many people believed the idea of the infinitely upwardly mobile opportunities available in this country, when in fact, even in the late 50s, it was really more dreams than reality, I think. That said, I do have to stand here and say, well, yeah, but I got myself out. I got a PhD. I got a master's. I have 3 degrees. I'm making a good living, but not, ironically, not as a college professor, but as an author. I've made decent money through the years working for various companies, but the idea that I was going to graduate and go to work for a company for 20 years and retire, or 30 years and retire, has not been part of my worldview for a very long time now. And I don't think it's the worldview, I don't think it's in the worldview of my kids, and I don't believe it's in the worldview of many kids. So, hey, back to younger daughter. I don't really approve of the curriculum. It requires 50 hours of community service. Now, the middle school also requires community service, and we flunker on that because we don't believe in forced child labor. I don't know how else to look at it. I know that there's a lot of people who see community service as a way of building citizenship, a way of building connection with the community, a way of giving back to the community. And I'm sure that it is. I mean, I don't have any problem with volunteerism. But the reality of forcing a kid to do work in a service industry position for free, because that's the nature of those jobs, it's the nature of that relationship, I have a real hard time with it. Community service is what you sentence criminals to. It's not what you assign children to do, unless they're criminals. And by assigning, by requiring so many hours of community service, we're basically said, okay, you're guilty of being a child. You have to pay back the community by providing so many hours of labor to the community in order to become worthy in our eyes. I don't know, maybe it's just me. My wife has the same view of it, but we're both of that age where community service has a very different meaning than it did when we were, than it does for the teachers and the administrators in these schools. When I've actually said to one of the teachers, I said, no, she's going to not get those credit hours. She's not going to get those points. You're going to have to give her an F for that, and we will accept that F because it's your requirement that she do these. It's our requirement that she not. So, no, she's not going to do these hours because I'm not going to force my child to do labor. We run into it at the dojo a lot because my elder daughter has had a community service requirement for the to get her black belt, and she did a little bit. She did her requisite 10 hours. It was kind of, I don't know, it was all right. She found something that she wanted to do and wanted to look into, and we made arrangements for that to happen. But the reality is really set. It really set wrong with me. I don't know. I understand the pro, but I don't understand why people don't understand the con. Like, yeah, it, teaches them that they have to do what other people say. It teaches them that there are rules that they have to follow whether they like it or not. No, not really. That's school. That's the definition of school. Something you have to do whether you like it or not. At least in this state until you turn 17, I think. Although maybe it's 16. So it's one of those difficult issues for me. Anyway, back on track. Younger daughter, university schools. The issue arose because tonight there's an open house for parents to introduce them to the university schools. Every eighth grade parent in the city got an invitation to this open house. And the difficulty we've got right at the moment is that we can't go. My wife has one appointment, I have another appointment, and those were made well in advance, and they're not appointments that we're able or willing to break or change. So the upshot is, younger daughter was very despondent over our not going to the open house to at least see what they have to offer. Now, I've seen what they have to offer. I'm not terribly impressed with it, but this is some places she wants to go. Now, when we were talking to elder daughter about going to high school, there were a couple of different choices for her. One is the local high school that's like practically within spitting distance. They could have walked to and from school every day. It's just across the park, Greeley West. And that would have made life for them much easier in terms of participating in after-school activities, because there's no extra trip, there's no extra travel, they have to be there early, they just have to get up and walk a little bit earlier, and they get to walk home. And it's not a very far walk. I mean, it's three blocks, maybe. And there is an arts program, a magnet program for high school age, at Greeley Central. And my daughter, the elder daughter, applied. And she's been doing very well there in terms of her art. She's been terrible in terms of her academics. But the arts program is marvelous. And it's instilled in her a sense that there is a market for art, that there is a place for art in our society, and that it's valued, if not widely, then at least at this school. Now, I'd like to see younger daughter go there as well, because A, she's an amazing artist in her own right. She understands comic. She understands comic book, graphic novel, art, and storytelling in ways that I don't really know that I understand. And she does it naturally. She does it, I won't say without instruction, but she does it almost organically. It flows for her, the hook at the bottom of the page, so that you have to turn the page. I think the fact that she grew up reading manga, particularly the Japanese manga, where she actually had to read right to left instead of the normal Eastern version of left to right, and flipping pages backward in a book, she's equally fluent forward in the book. I think it's helped to create a more nuanced language for her to call on. So when it comes time for her to write, she gets a writing assignment where the teacher's expecting three sparse paragraphs, and younger daughter has to ask for extra time because she writes a five-page story with character development and setting and plot and meaning. And she's 13. So I really want to see her go into a program where that kind of opportunity to flourish might happen. And I don't see that at university schools, which is still very much in a sort of professional prep. We're going to get you ready for college so that you can go and get a degree in the field that you're interested in. They have pre-med and pre-law and criminal justice, and they have these programs that look a lot like university programs. that are really high school versions to prep students for the next step, and not really paying that much attention, as far as I can tell, to the current step. So I'm really of two minds about it. We gave Elder Daughter a choice, and she picked Central, which is a choice that we approved of. Of course, the set of choices she had did not include university. She wasn't interested in going there. The choices, both of the choices that she took, that she was considering, were choices that we didn't have any trouble backing. This one is a little more difficult because I don't really like the program there. But I'm not the one who has to go. The truth is, if she doesn't like going, she's not going to go. She's going to get sick. We're going to have absenteeism. We're going to have problems beyond which we just, you know, it's not, the value of the program that's there is not necessarily going to offset those issues. And moreover, I think the bigger lesson or the bigger message is that elder daughter got to make a choice, but younger daughter doesn't. You know, that's not really in my worldview. The fact that the choice is one that I don't really approve of is really disapproval based on an ideological ground, not disapproval based on an objective assessment of the program. It could be a very good program. I hear a lot of very good things about it. It's a charter school, it caters to rich people, blah, blah, blah. It's very elitist. I don't think the drama program is as strong. I don't think the music program is as strong. I don't think the arts program is as strong. I don't think the academic program is as rich. I think it's very, very narrow. But her friends are going. And one of the points of high school, if I remember correctly, one of the points of high school is to be part of your social set. And that's really what's driving Jennifer to approach high school. Some of the people that she knows in middle school, she's pretty sure not going to be going there because the lottery is there and the odds of those people even applying, let alone being picked in the lottery, is pretty slim. And it's a different place. She's differentiating herself from her sister, which I understand. I'm the eldest in my family, but I appreciate the need to differentiate that younger siblings have. I saw it in my own, and I can respect that for her. So her choice was to go to, her first choice is university, but she understands that there's a lottery and she may not get in. Today I went over and dropped off an application for her, so at least she'll be in the drawing. She may not make it into the school, and that's part of the lesson, I think. But if she does, she'll be going to the school that she picked. She'll be doing her life, not the life that we think she should have. And as difficult a decision as that is, and perhaps as wrong-headed a decision as that might be, I think it's important for her to understand that we, at least as her parents, are willing to give her a chance to make her own decisions and to set her own goals and to set her own opportunities, and we'll be here for her if they don't pan out. So we'll see. That took a lot of angst last night. That took a lot of energy today to get that hashed out. I didn't sleep very well last night thinking about it. And so this morning I got up and filled out the application. My wife and I had a little chat about it before everybody went off to work at school. And I took her application over to the school this morning to put in her application for the drawing. So there we have it. Big drama here in the Lowell household. What high school will you go to? I can't wait till we get down to the college deal. Oy vey. Anyway, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and I'll talk to you then.